We welcome our guest, Palmer Williams. Palmer, how are you?
Doing good, sir. How are you?
Doing good. The Love Train Diner, folks know you as Floyd. It's a smash.
Oh, it's just nothing but a blessing. I mean, to go from one of the more popular shows in cable history, you know, House of Pain, to go into another successful series is nothing but a blessing. You know, I've been overwhelmed with the response, and I just think it's only going to go up from here because we've actually done a lot of good work for this year, and some of the episodes that you're going to see, you'll see some growth, and you'll see a lot of things that you may not have seen last year, and you know, just some more cohesiveness with the cast.
You play Floyd, and Floyd and Hattie, you guys get into it all the time, don't you?
All the time, on and off stage.
On and off stage?
Oh, yeah. Like brother and sister.
You guys are really good together. The whole group, from Danny and his mom and Sam,
oh, yeah,
with the women and Drew. I thought that was a hilarious episode with Drew trying to, how can I explain it?
Explain herself?
Yeah.
Yes. That was crazy.
Yeah. That.
What was even crazier is that we didn't see her until we came out.
Is that right?
Right.
Oh, so
that's,
man.
Why, you know, the first take was pretty short because, you know, I think somebody bust out laughing and we had to pretty much rewind and go on back in there and try it again. But once we got the initial shock and everything over, then we were able to work because, you know, we just weren't used to seeing Drew like that. Damira Brunson, she's hilarious as it is. And then to see that on her, all her additives, if you will.
Wow.
Sort of like took us by storm. So we were very, very amused by that. And it threw us off a little while. And I think that was by design.
Now, Hattie, Patrice Lovely.
Yeah, that's what the whole show is based around her. You know, Mr. Perry promised her own show. And her name is Patrice Lovely. And, you know, it's Love Train Diner. It's also, you know, Love Thy Neighbor. So, you know, it's the Love Train Diner. All those things are kind of like based around her last name, which is actually Lovely.
Right. Okay. You have some great plots. I'm a fan. I watch all the time.
Thank you very much.
I can tell you about episodes when who was that? He was messing with somebody else's wife or something like that?
When they thought it was...
Sam. I'm sorry. Sam was messing with somebody else's wife. Yeah.
Right. And you thought it was my nephew that was doing it.
Was doing that, yeah.
Was saying it. But, you know, knowing Sam's reputation... You know, you should know Jonathan Chase's character, Sam. He definitely is somebody you have to watch to be a little bit more of the ladies' man, if you will.
Right.
You know, and I mean, even some of the ways that they've talked about it, I wouldn't be surprised if ladies' man and some other guys' man. I don't know. They keep you guessing on there, I tell you.
After graduating from Knoxville College, did you think that you would have a career like you're having now?
Didn't really know, but I mean, I just trusted and believed God that he was going to do something that was, you know, going to be miraculous. I mean, there were times, you know, between times and in between times and in between those times, you know, you kind of waver on your faith a little bit, you know, things have, you know, definitely been a blessing because a lot of people just see the right now, but like I tell people all the time, I'm a 26-year overnight success. You know, in other words,
hey,
it took 26 years to get to this point.
I heard
and
that.
I just don't think that God has even gotten me halfway to where he's going to bless me and my family. So, I mean, you know, just leaving Knoxville College with a health and hospital administration degree, with a minor in biology and math, and then to go on and really create a career in acting and singing. You know, you know, people always say you never do what you end up majoring in sometimes, but I'm so far away from it, but I'm trying to administer comedy, if you will, and just having a good time doing it. You know, I've just been truly blessed. The Lord has truly blessed me to be able to do what I love to do.
Well, Palmer, we enjoy you. You sort of answered my next question because I was going to ask you, a gentleman with a BS in health and hospital administration, a minor in biology and math, and you're acting.
Right. And I'm also a landscaper. I also have a landscaping business.
Oh, wow. That's right. Williams Lawn Care Group.
Yeah. Williams Lawn Service Group.
Wow.
That's, I
heard that.
Definitely need to work more than one job sometimes, but I enjoy doing it. It's another form of artistry. So when someone has me to come in, and of course, you know, a lot of people have champagne tastes, but they have beer budgets.
No, that's right.
I'm that guy. I'm the one, you know, that, you know, sometimes I may have to, you know, put a little bit more in there because that's what people want, but I try to, you know, keep it to where people can stay within their budgets and things like that. So it's just another form of artistry, another form of creativity, because it's like it was the first job that man had. So if you think about it, with Adam, he tended the garden. All I'm doing is just rearranging what God already has made beautiful.
Wow, that's nice. Now, touring. Will you be touring again? Because you toured in plays like I Don't Want to Do Wrong, Madea's Big Happy Family, The Marriage Counselor, Laugh to Keep You from Crying. So you do have the TV program, Love Thy Neighbor. And, of course, as you mentioned earlier, that you were on The House of Pain. Are you going to be doing any
syndication now?
Okay. So now are you going to be doing any tour, or do you tour while the program is in syndication or
on hiatus?
You're right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, I do a lot of speaking engagements. Like, I speak at a lot of churches, and I also a lot of schools. Like, even during the daytime, I've actually gone to a lot of career days and things like that as a featured artist. And, you know, it's been pretty adventurous. People usually contact me on PaulWilliamsJr.com and book me through there. I don't have an agent. I don't have a manager. So people pretty much deal directly with me and my assistant. But it's just I enjoy doing those type of things because everybody sees the silly, quirky kind of guy that Floyd is. But once I share my testimony with them, they understand that I am just an ordinary human being with an extraordinary job, and I've just been extremely blessed. And that I know that if I can do it, then anybody else can do it, because there are a lot of people that want to pursue their dreams and sometimes allow people to be dream killers and allow people to try to block their blessings and becoming the person that God ordained them to be. And they get thrown off and have a dream deferred. But once I'm able to really tell people how or from whence I've come, that they can understand that, you know, if I can withstand all of those oppositions and blockages and everything else, that you can too. And I'm just, I love being an encourager. You know, I know that there were people that encouraged me in my life, you know, especially with family members and even with friends. But I love being an encourager because it's just, it's so easy to put somebody down. It's so easy to be mean and evil and to try to hold somebody back. But to just be an encourager and try to push somebody into their destiny, you know, it just, you know, it feels so much better. It's so much easier, and especially if you call yourself a child of God.
We're talking to Palmer Williams. Palmer plays Floyd on Love Thy Neighbor. Palmer, when do you get rest? Because I see here that you've done background vocals for Keith Sweat, LSG, Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.